I mean, you were there. You saw it with your own two eyes. We've watched it on the highlight loop all morning long. What is your take, your firsthand assessment of what went down with Tom Wilson at Madison Square Garden last night?
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is, what are you doing? Like yeah. What are you, what can you possibly be thinking? You know, and then on my way home, I'm thinking, you know, for anyone that's in hockey, I think, or fan, doesn't matter, that's ever listened to his press conferences, including the one where he came back from the 7-game suspension, and he talked about trying to learn how to be, you know, play under the rules and making sure that he is more important to his team to stay on the ice and not get suspended. And I mean, it's now, everybody would just laugh at anything he could possibly say in front of a camera because of what he did. Totally, he provoked the entire incident. No one did anything except him. And then to think that here are five players on the power play that are non-combatants, and you want to try and hurt everybody that's on the ice, and you started by purposely with Buchnevich on the ice, purposely just falling on his head and then trying to rub his face into the ice, and you got your stick and your glove, and then you sucker punch him while he's down to start for no reason. All he was doing is what every other player in the National Hockey League would do, loose puck around the crease, and you're trying to put it in the net. And he gets knocked down. Play should have ended. But instead, he provoked the entire incident. And you know what? Good for Strome, who saw it, you know, because you had to be at the right angle. Good for Strome, who saw it. And all he did was try to get Wilson off of Buchnevich so that, you know, maybe, you know, there wouldn't be any more damage. And then he goes completely berserk. And you know, then the incident with Panarin, you know, when you think of what possibly could have happened to Panarin with what he did, pulling his hair and then backwards and slamming him to the ice. I mean, we still don't know. We haven't heard anything about, you know, about his injuries. All we know is what you reported, which was that he's going to miss the final three games. But, you know, so, I mean, he's a complete bully that thinks he can do and play only the way that he decides to play without regards to rules or respect for the game or respect for players. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, here we are, and we have so many people around the world, not just Canada and the U.S., that love this sport for what it is, for all the greatness of what it is. And it's certainly changed over the years. But you know what? We, as parents, we've always, you know, we've encouraged our kids to want to play the game because of the greatness of the game. And if you're a parent watching this last night and you're sitting there and you're thinking, do I want my kids to have to deal with something like this? And at this high risk for, and there aren't many of them in the game. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody other than Wilson that would do something like this. And you got to think, you know, what is going on here? Are there not rules to protect these players? Especially, you know, the NHL has, you know, so many great stars, and you know what? They, you know, to have to deal with this, it's not right.
What kind of suspension do you think, or if any, do you think the NHL suspends Tom Wilson, or, and if so, what do you think he gets?
I don't know. I don't know. I know the NHL certainly cares about this and their star players. And, you know, this was, I don't know. I think they probably look at this differently because this was not started by a Ranger. You know, nobody cheap shotted Tom Wilson. No one, you know, slashed him, speared him, did anything to, and we know this is an emotional sport. Like none of that happened, you know? So that's what makes this again. I you know, you ask yourself, what the hell could he possibly be thinking? to do something like this, especially after all these things he said about, you know, going down the playoffs, the importance of the team, the importance of the playoffs, you know, that's all garbage. That's all just garbage, what he says and how he really thinks. And so I you know what, I can't excuse me, I can't answer that. What he did was, you know, just off the charts. And it was not a reaction to anybody provoking him. This was just him trying to be a complete bully and have no respect for the game or the players that were on the ice. So I can't answer that. I can't answer that. But I have a lot of trust in the league and what they do. And they in seeing this, there's no one over there that would be feeling good about what happened.
With Joe Micheletti, I mean, he was suspended, Wilson was, 7 games for an incident with the Boston Bruins, Brandon Carlo, 2 months ago. So, and the rap sheet is long. It predates the Carlo thing to 2018, but it is long nonetheless. There was an incident with Zach Aston-Reese of the Penguins in the playoffs 3 years ago that got Wilson 3 playoff games. The only way to hurt him and to hurt his team right now is to nick him for some playoff games this year, Joe.
Right.
I respect your point of view that you trust the league on this. I don't hold out much hope, because even our conversation this morning around the table here has reverted at times to, well, do the Rangers need to go out and get a guy to act as a deterrent? And then that's one take. And then the other take is, well, I'd take Tom Wilson on my team any day. I mean, we watched Nazem Kadri here in Toronto walk an edge for the Maple Leafs for a few years, very effective player, 30 plus goals multiple times, but it caught him in the playoffs 2 years in a row against the same team, the Boston Bruins. You know, at some point, all of this has got to catch up with Tom Wilson one way or the other. I'm not as optimistic as you that it will.
Yeah. Well, and I don't blame you. I mean, this is just, there are going to be a multitude of opinions on what should be done. I'm not sure the league this morning totally knows exactly what they're going to do. I'm sure the discussion amongst them and probably more than just the Department of Player Safety. This is going to include, I think, everyone in the league to discuss this because of the nature of the incident. So, you know, I think those discussions will range from, you know, no suspension to multiple games in the playoffs and maybe a round or two. So, it you get a player like this, and you're right about because, you know, I saw somebody last night right afterwards and, you know, there are 30 teams that would make a trade for him while he's sitting in the penalty box, you know, and yet at the same time, you know, most of these people would just go, well, wait a second. There's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with him that he is not, he doesn't play the game anymore to provide, you know, room and space and protection for his teammates. He is playing a game to hurt people. That's what he wants to do. You know, so everything he said in the past about trying to change the game, it no longer holds any water. He is out there when he wants to, and someone's in a vulnerable position, he wants to hurt that person. That's what he wants to do. So how the league deals with that, I don't know. I don't know either. But I'm just going to be again. I'm going to leave it to the league and hope they. And then they'll try to do what's right. For sure, they'll try and do what's right. But there will be, no matter what the decision is, it's like anything else. There are going to be arguments, and they're going to people say it was a wrong decision. Gave him too much, didn't give him enough. That's the nature of the beast.